facts, yeah. So what Manjushri is saying also is that one should not grasp or be attached to this samsara, this life's samsara, and also one should not be attached or grasp at future life's samsara. Yeah. And how do we turn away the attraction or the attachment for this life's samsara? By reflecting on how this life, you know, how this present life of ours has no duration. And yeah, this is how we reverse attraction to this life. And if we do not reverse an attraction for future lives, samsara, then we will never be able to develop the toad of renunciation. So one, you know, through the practice of ethics and virtue and so forth, one might create a course to be born as a god, as a worldly god in the next life. Yeah, you know, if you when you're born as one of those gods of the desire realm, you know, then you have you might, you know, possess a lot of wealth. You know, you might have a good environment. You know, you live in the god realm, and so on and so forth. Basically, you have all the enjoyments of the god realm. You know. But if you achieve that kind of rebirth, it is still a rebirth in cyclic existence, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, because we might think, oh, it's a good thing. No? Therefore, we create virtue, and then we pray, oh, may I become such and such a god. Yeah, but even if you do achieve your result, that result, then it's still only a samsaric rebirth. Yeah, and wishing to be born as a this kind of a god. In the future lives, it's actually it's actually basically a kind of attraction to future lives, isn't it? A kind of grasping at future lives, samsara. Yeah? So this is something that we shouldn't dedicate our virtues towards. Yeah, whenever we create virtue, we should always dedicate the merit towards achieving liberation and enlightenment. Yeah, for the benefit of others.
We practice the rules, and 有累积这些善业的话, 我们是可以转世再来生的, 我们可以转世到天道, 然后, 比方说, 这个欲界的这个天人的这种天道的这种环境里面, 然后在那个时候呢, 我们就可以享有很多的财富, 然后可以生活在一个非常美满的一个环境里面, 然后享有这天道的天人的种种的那种, 享受种种的快乐, 但是如果我们转世为天人的话呢, 我们 还是对于来世的一个执着，我们还是执着说我们在这六道轮回里面还有多一个转世，还来世的这种转世。因此呢，如果我们要回向的话，如果我们真的是有累积善业，我们要回向我们的功德的话，我们说真的，我们是不应该说回向说我们希望来世去往生这种善道这个天道里面，反而是说，如果我们有累积任何的功德呢，我们就应该把它回向于成就这圆满的佛陀果位，以便我们可以利益一切众生。
Here it says, think repeatedly of the infallible effects of karma or actions and the suffering of this world. So here in the context of the path or the practice of the personal small capacity, in that context when we talk about karma, we're talking about how happiness arises from virtue and how suffering arises from negative karma. Yeah? And then in that context, one has to abandon non-virtue and cultivate virtue. Yeah? But then here, in this particular karma that we're talking about, infallible effects of karma or action in English, yeah, it's the karma under the second noble truth, you know, the true origins, the true origins of suffering. Yeah, under there, we talk about the karma which is accumulated under the basically motivated by the negative emotions. Yeah, and okay, under the influence of our negative emotions, under the power of negative emotions, we accumulate karma. We either accumulate contaminated virtuous karma, or we accumulate non-virtuous karma. So if we accumulate contaminated virtuous karma, we'll get a good rebirth in cyclic existence. If so, under the control of our negative emotions, if we accumulate non-virtuous karma, then we will be born in the lower realms, yeah, in the hells, hungry ghosts, or animals. But whatever it is, whether you get a good rebirth or bad rebirth, these are all rebirths in cyclic existence. Yeah, and the root of cyclic existence, the very main cause which causes us to take rebirth in samsara is ignorance in our minds. Yeah. And the only way to get rid of this ignorance is to apply this antidote, which is the meditation on the view of emptiness. Yeah.
那这个偈颂里面，他就有说到业果不爽，轮回苦。啊，业果不爽呢，这个业果不爽，轮回苦，它主要是对于这下士道的这个修行者而言啊而解说的。也就是说，在这下士道的教法里面，他有讲到呢，就是说一切的痛苦呢，他们都是源自我们的恶业，而一切的快乐呢，都是因为我们的善业的关系。因此呢，我们如果要修行的话，我们就是要止恶行善，我们要舍弃一切的这种恶业的这种行为，而要修持一切的这个善的行为。然后这也是在四圣谛里面这个苦谛的这个苦呢，它也是就是讲到我们的这个四圣谛里面的苦谛。然后这个苦谛呢，它就有说到我们为什么会痛苦呢？主要就是因为我们的业力而感召的。然后我们的业力呢，我们所造的也可以分为两种，就是说如果我们造业的话，他这里所指的业呢，主要是说以这种不良的负面的动机而造的业。所以这种如果是以负面的动机而造的业呢，它可以分为两种。一种呢就是说受染污的这个善业，然后另外一种呢就是恶业。如果我们有造这个受染污的善业的话呢，它我们还是可以得到一个好的转世的一个果报。但是如果我们是造这个恶业的话呢，它当然我们所得到的就是这三恶道下堕到三恶道的转世的那种果报。比方说我们会下堕到这地狱道或者是畜生道或恶鬼道的这种转世。所以无论是我们所造的哪一种业呢，他们都是还是会促使我们在这六道轮回中轮转，还是另外的得到一个转世无论是我们是得到一个好的转世还是不好的转世，我们还是在这六道轮回里面轮转。而为什么我们会在这六道轮回里面轮转呢？它的根源是在于哪里呢？它的根源呢，就是在于我们的愚痴心。因此呢，如果我们真的要就是断我们的这一个恶性的循环，我们不想再继续在这六道轮回里面轮转的话呢，我们就必须要断除我们的清除这个愚痴的这个心。如果我们要断除我们的这个愚痴心的话呢，我们就必须要修这个空性的正见。
我的人是当年有什么戒备在Kare sengen, yu samba sengen de kandere kandere. Nde de jewe che kare sena. Ngen yu samba sengen de, ene, kwa, kwe ngesong u dunga, nyama yuda dunga de sumba, sora tonne, pe, tele tele, yin jun she, juen tong. Ten no je gete, tanda mi dunga, je ga nanje, tsung u dunga de, sora tonne, tele juen tong, tele tante lo she.Then, no, you da, da, shame, lad of moon, but the nigger, anigi, that dunga, anipigay, dunga, dunga, and jury, dunga, chavan, dunga, sha, shame, da, or lad of me, Mala,